Yasodhanandana Vraja Janadhanana Jamunatida Vanachari Jamunatira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Jaya Gaura Nithai Jaya Gaura Nithai Gaura Nithai Gaura Nithai Jaya Radha 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 Kanta Radha Radha Kanta Siradhe Radha Radha Kanta Radha Radha Kanta Siradhe Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Siradhe Ora premanandi Hari 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 Bo. My dear devotees, my dear friends, one form of Krishna Kirtan is to glorify Lord Krishna through speaking about him. And I would like to do so. Unfortunately, I have to look at this little terroristic machine, the time piece. Please.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, there is a very, very deep connection between three items. When we know about this very deep connection between the three items in bhakti, one will bring us to the second, and the second item will bring us to the third. And before we know it, we are there together with Krishna. What are the three inseparably connected items which has to be known for the bhakti practitioners? Well, the first is Krishna Nama. If we cultivate Krishna Nama, Krishna Nama will bring us to Krishna Dhamma, that is the abode of the Lord, the kingdom of God, Vrindavan Dham, in which we can either be in a pilgrimage, we can either go there for a pilgrimage, or we can go there in our mind. And Krishna Dhamma, to be in Krishna's sphere, in Krishna's world, in Krishna's Dham, that will bring us to the third very important aspect of bhakti, which is called Krishna Karma. We will not do any longer our karma, which binds us to this world, our desire, but we will be situated in trying to assist fulfillment of Krishna's desire together with his dearmost devotees, devotee Srimati Radharani. It all starts with Krishna Nama. Someone who chants the holy name repeatedly, trying to avoid the offenses against the holy name, will all of a sudden notice how the holy name will reveal itself. Srila Bhaktivinoda as being Krishna. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes this in one of his poems called Nam Mahatmya. There he says, "I cannot understand what this name of Krishna does, how he acts. When he appears on my tongue, from somewhere he comes, from the spiritual world. I begin to forget this world. He showers my soul with nectar." I think during the Kirtan Mela in Nairobi, we could see in our devotees who were participating after 3 days of sitting in those kirtans and chanting along. They were dancing. They were coming to me and said, "I understand for the first time what is Krishna consciousness. All these years I couldn't understand." They were crying. Some of them were crying tears of happiness because Krishna Nama has this power to shower the soul first with some nectar, some amrita, but then it does something else. Krishna Nama comes and it takes me, says Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it takes me and shows me my own form and brings me to Krishna Dhamma, to the spiritual world. This is what we also read in the composition Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Gopkumar has traveled through all the universe. He has visited all the deities at the different planetary systems. He had gone to Svarga Loka, and he had seen Lord Upendra of Vamandev being worshipped by Indra. He had gone further on until finally he had reached Tapaloka and Janaloka, where the saints who meditate reside. And he had learned meditation from the Kumaras, and then he saw the deity of that higher sphere, which is visible by the meditation or in the meditation of the Kumaras. Finally, but he wanted to go to Vrindavan, and therefore he wanted to go to Golok Vrindavan, therefore he was instructed to go to Vrindavan on this earth, Krishna Dhamma. And there he chanted this bhajan, Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari Ninanda Narayana Vasudeva. He chanted a little different mantra, but the first line is like this. Hey Nanda Govinda Kishora Krishna Ha Shri Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Ballavi Jeevana Radhikesha. Hare Krishna Udav, you're the Superman who has arrived. Have you come from another planet to visit us? Please sit with us. In this way, he chanted Krishna Naam, and as he was chanting Krishna Naam, he became very, very moved with the feelings, divine feelings, and he started to dance, and he did not know his movements. He saw all of a sudden Krishna appearing very briefly before him, and he wanted to catch Krishna, all as a result of chanting Krishna Naam. And in his attempt to run after Krishna and catch him, he fell into the Yamuna. And from there, from chanting Krishna Naam, he went on in the direction of Goloka Vrindavan. So Krishna Naam, that is my point, brings us to the world of Krishna. It is confirmed by a German clock from the Black Forest in Germany. This is a rare coincidence. Haribol, these are from a region in Germany called the Black Forest, these particular clocks. So we are in perfect synchronicity. It is a truth confirmed by that German peacock. He's the cuckoo in German language. Cuckoo means it's a certain bird. Cuckoo in your language. So Krishna Naam will eventually bring us into the world of Krishna, the Dham of Krishna. And when you have realized, when you are coming into the world of Krishna, you understand it is Krishna's desire, not my desire, which is important. And then you are with Krishna calm, Krishna's desire. These three things, please keep a very good eye on these three things. Krishna Naam, Krishna Dham, Krishna Kam. If you have these three intact in your life, then you are ready to go to the eternal spiritual world. Now, I wanted to tell you before I do my kirtan a story. I have a katha. On the way to here, I've thought, would I tell you a Vrindavan katha? When I came and saw the deities, I have decided to tell you a different katha. It is about one person who very, very much wanted to see the Lord. He wanted to have the darshan. So in old times, it was known that the Lord was residing in a self-manifested deity in Badrinath, in the Himalayas. And because I'm flying now to Delhi, and then I go immediately to Mother Ganga, I have decided to tell you this katha. So this one Brahmana wanted to go to Badrinath and see the Lord there. He was very old. He had thought about this pilgrimage for a long time, and he had not for a long time not developed the courage to go. But then he felt, my time is very short, so I better go before I die. And although it was already late within the year, he left his village and went to Haridwar and Rishikesh, from where he took the pilgrimage route up to Badrinath. It's an old pilgrimage route. There are many mango trees. After Haridwar, there are lions, were lions at that time. And you can always see from that track Mother Ganga in the valley. So I was, he was traveling, and as he was traveling, he saw pilgrims coming from the other way, that is down from the high mountains. And they said, "Where do you want to go?" And the Brahmin said, "I want to go to Badrinath." And they say, "But this is very late, very late. They are closing the temple." "I will reach because my mind is already there," he said. So he walked with great tapasya. He was old. He could not walk very swiftly. Finally, after a long, arduous trek, he arrived in Badrinath, and he crossed the bridge, and he went up the steps on his four hands and knees. And as he arrived at the upper step, the pujari was closing the temple. The old man said, "What are you doing?" "I'm closing the temple for the year. We will all go down now. There will be snow in Badrinath. No one stays. Only great rishis can stay in their caves." But he said, "But..." And the pujari said, "Come back after 6 months, then we will open the temple and you can have your darshan." He said, "I'm old. I do not think I will live another 2 or 3 months. Please, I have traveled. I have traveled many months just to have this darshan. You cannot close the door now. I will just go and come. 1 or at most 2 minutes. Now the pujari became impatient and said, "We have to wait for God. God should not wait for us." The temple is now closed according to the regulations of the temple. And he turned the key around in the gate. He turned it a second time around. A brahmana was destroyed. He went down the stairs, and when he reached the end of the stairs, he said, "It's all false. I thought the Lord is full of mercy. He is not full of mercy. He has closed the door before my eyes. I have been in a false belief. I thought the devotees of the Lord are wish-fulfilling trees, but this pujari has been so cruel to me. He couldn't wait for even 1 minute. I have believed in a wrong religion, in a wrong. They said it's Sanatan Dharma. It's not. And he was so upset that he got up and he started to run towards the Alakananda Ganga. Who of you has been in Badrinath? You know, when you jump into that Ganga, you're dead. It's so fast and so cold. So he wanted to run and take his life. Then all of a sudden, he heard, "Hey, old man, where are you going?" He turned around and he saw a beautiful young man. He was there with his horse. He looked like a tribal person in the Himalayas. Where are you going? "Young man, you don't understand. I'm going to Mother Ganga. She's my only shelter now." "Why?" "Because they closed the temple before my face. And they said it will open in 6 months' time again. I will not live 6 months." "Ah," said the young man, "you are hard in hearing. They will open tomorrow. I know a good cave here. You come with me and I will make fire for the two of us. We will stay in the cave. We will discuss and we will sleep. And then tomorrow I take you up to the darshan." The Brahmana couldn't believe what he heard, but the young man said it with so much confidence that he thought, "Well, I can give it a try." So he went with the young man. He had a cave, there was a fire, and then the young man said, "Let us spend the night a little bit. We will play chess." "I don't know chess," said the old man. "I'm a Brahmana also, I don't play chess." "No, some little chess you play with me, you will see." And the Brahmana, being so charmed by the unknown boy, started to play chess with him. And the strange thing was, he was always winning, although he had no idea of the chess game. They did not sleep. They played and conversed the whole night, and then the morning came. And the young man, it was still dark, took the Brahmana up. He brought him to this hot kund, where you take your bath. Very hot, you feel like a potato in the boiling water. It's that hot, but somehow you survive. I don't know how. And then the Brahmana dressed, and as he went up the stairs, the morning sun rose. And when he came up the stairs, he saw the pujari just opening the door, the temple gate. The pujari said, "Welcome back. I knew you would live for 6 months." 6 months? It was only one day, one night where you closed the temple door. No, I went down, I stayed for 6 months there. "No, but there was this young man from here. He told it was just one night we would stay, and then next morning we would go." And he looked around, "Young man!" And he called, "Young man!" But the young man was nowhere to be seen. The Brahmana felt chills of ecstasy. He said, take me to the deity. The pujari took him to the into the temple. The temple doors opened. You know, first there's the main gate, but then you go through some corridor like, and then you go right into the temple. He came into the temple, our Brahmana. He could not yet fully understand what had happened to him. He looked at Bhadri Narayan, and when he looked, Bhadri Narayan turned into the little boy and said, he had darshan, and the bliss of the darshan fulfilled his heart. He went out, and while he was walking, he could understand. Bhadri Narayan had, when he had come to the boiling point, had come, he had intervened, he had stopped him from going into Mother Ganga, he had brought him to a cave. And that one night which they spent together was how long?
6 months.
Do you know everything? 6 months. The Lord has maintained me for 6 long months. The Lord has personally arranged that I see him. When my desperation reached the boiling point, the Lord came first as Krishna Naam to me. Then he came as Krishna Dham to me. And now I'm ready. So he went into that corridor at the edge, and he was giving up his body. There was so much bliss. At that time, my dear devotees, a Viman which had come directly from the Dham of the Lord, the world of the Lord, came, picked our fortunate Brahmana up and brought him back home, back to Godhead, where he is engaged in Krishna Kama. So my dear devotees, our stories, our individual stories, will look similar. Our journey will start with Krishna Nam. Like all bhaktas, meet the Lord first in the form of the holy name. Then you wish to go to Krishna Dham, like our Brahmana went to Badrinath. And then you are finally ready to give up your kam and enter the world of Krishna kam. And that is the perfection of your life. Hare Krishna. So we will do now a little Krishna Nam. It is one of my favorite songs. You need to sing it 100%, otherwise it will not work. 8-4.
Hare Krishna, Hare.
We must go a little deeper because otherwise we can't hit the high.
Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Play very nice little soft song.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
what you have just heard in your kirtan. As you chant the holy name, you can go in your mind to your favorite place in the Krishna Dham, maybe at the banks of the Yamuna or Giriraj Govardhan. Then you can meditate about the meaning of the mantra. Mantra has many deep meanings. And one is, my dear Radharani, my dear Krishna, please, please, please engage me in your service. Service means you have to understand the desire of the one who you wish to serve. You have to understand Krishna Kam. So in the Nam develops into the Krishna Dham, into the Krishna Kam. It is all there in Kirtan. You can go in your mind to Vrindavan as you sing. Sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare Krishna,
Of Nairobi Yatra. I was very impressed by you and the Kirtan Mela, and really in parting I would like to say these very simple three messages. Please think how you can strengthen your relationship to Krishna Nama in the time to the next Kirtan Mela. Each one of you, think how I can enter more into Krishna Nama. Then also think of the holy Dham, of Vrindavan Dham. I hear some of you are going on sacred pilgrimage in the end of November or December. I know that some of you are connected to Mayapur Dham. Think of the holy Dham, even if you can't go there, or if you will not go there this year, by, you know, looking at pictures of Giriraj. I saw a picture of Giriraj in this house. Krishna Dharma, very important in your life. And the last is Krishna Karma. It can have a very simple meaning, that is, do something for the pleasure of Krishna. Some seva, something which is only for Krishna, which is not for your pleasure, but for Krishna's pleasure. And if, as you are securely situated in the triangle of Krishna Nama, Krishna Dhamma, and Krishna Kama, you will be protected from the constant influence of Maya, even while being in this material world, even while being in Nairobi, where the traffic jams are really significant, we found out. this is my little request in parting. Try to increase in service of Krishna Nama, in Krishna Dhamma, in Krishna Kama. It rhymes. You can, maybe you are forgetful of many things, but these three things, easy to remember. If not, you can type them in your little time stealers called the mobile telephones, the little monsters in your pockets. in this way, check. I could not talk very long and very prepared because of the special feature of Nairobi, the traffic jams. I really have to run now out of this house, but please all stay, because more service to Krishna Nama will come. Our Kirtan Premi and our Gokrishna will stay here and will take over, and they will sing much nicer than I can sing with my frog-like voice. Thank you very much. All the best for all of you. I will pray to you. I will go now and take sacred bath, both in the Ganga and the Yamuna. I will pray for all of your welfare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
His Holiness Satchinandan Maharaj.